know, if I was a young person right now, in my teens or early 20s, I think I would resent the hell out of adults. Us? When coming of age on a planet that's been severely, maybe permanently damaged by the bad choices we made? That sucks. And parents like me often talk about how our kids give us hope, but sometimes I think that's an unfair burden. Take Lydia Hester. She's 17 years old, a junior in high school with a pile of AP classes, plus a nearly full-time job as an activist. She led her school's walkout for gun reform. She's organized climate change protests. She recently managed and won a city council campaign. She does all of that, and she's not even old enough to vote. And yes, that really bugs her.
Yeah, it's definitely really hard. I have about 6 months left until I can vote, and so I'm just counting down the days. But yeah, it definitely is really hard because when people say that they aren't going to vote, I'm like, can I have your vote? You know, like if you won't vote. And the other thing is that it's feeling very urgent, and especially with the climate change movement, this is our future. It's in the next 12 years, you know, that we damage won't be reversible. And that's very much in our lifetime.
I wanted to ask you about that because, like, I was looking at the video recently of Greta Thunberg, the young Swedish activist, her speech to the billionaires at Davos, saying, I don't want your hope. I want you to panic. Mm-hmm. I was curious about your reaction.
Yeah, I really look up to Greta Thunberg. One of my favorite parts from one of her speeches was, I want you to act like the house is on fire.
Because it is.
Because it is, yes. And a lot of people, I think, know that this is urgent, but they are like, yes, something should be done about it. Just you should do it. I want something to be done, but as long as it doesn't affect the convenience of my life, you know? Mm-hmm. But this is something I learned in AP Environmental Studies this year, is everyone thinks that if, like, they fish in a lake, oh, it's just a few fish, it doesn't matter. But if everyone thinks that way, then there's going to be no more fish left. That's the same way with climate change. Everyone, if they can just take a small step for themselves, that will make a huge impact. People just need to be aware of that, and a lot of people don't.
Let's be frank, a lot of the people who don't see the urgency are my age or older. I mean, I look at videos of, like, you standing up and giving speeches or Greta Thunberg, and honestly, what I feel is this kind of grief and rage that our children are doing the work that adults should have.
Yeah.
Do you feel betrayed by former generations?
I mean, I guess I hadn't thought about it with that exactly being betrayed, but it's just such a big mess for us to pick up. Why should we have to do, you know, the work? We can be upset about it, but it's not going to do anything. We're still in the time that we're in, and we're going to have to clean up the mess anyway.
I think a lot of adults are incredibly heartened watching your generation kind of step up. Sometimes I feel like that's not really fair.
Yeah, I definitely feel hopeful when I'm seeing, you know, all of these other students who will come out. But there's also many moments where we feel completely hopeless about the movement. One thing that's really engraved in my memory is when we were sitting in the assembly chambers and we watched our bills just keep getting shut down. It does take a lot of toll on young people. I mean, just being a teenager and going to school is enough to make teenagers very stressed out. So then imagine adding all of this. You have the world on your shoulders, and it's up to you. And if you don't do it, nobody's going to.
Do you guys talk about that a lot? And do you and your friends talk about that?
It's not really talked about. All these people are so hopeful about it, you know? So I think a lot of us we just have to be hopeful all the time, you know? I mean, we definitely talk about how hard it is when we have these big defeats, but not as often as how great it feels when we have a win, you know?
Sort of like, it's not okay to get discouraged.
Right.
We're this generation. We can't afford to get discouraged.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We need to put this front on that we have it all together, even though young people should not be expected at all to have it all together.
So you feel like you are, in a very real, pragmatic sense, having to make decisions about your future based on your need to be politically active, except it's not your need,
yeah.
It's your generation's. It's
right.
All of our need.
Yeah. I'm being torn in different directions between what's best for myself and what's best for the world, you know? It feels like I'm being selfish if I just do what a normal teenager would do and just go off to college. I just think about, what if a seat for assembly, U.S. Senate or Congress or something, like, what if a seat opens up and I want to run for it, but I can't do that if I'm in college? People just tell me, like, just focus on what is best for you. But it's really hard for me to do that.
What helps when you feel like your hope is waning, you're feeling discouraged?
In all of these movements that I've been in, there's such a strong community. And so we can just lean on each other, even though we wish we didn't have to get together for this. Wish we could, you know, get together to go to the movies or something. But it's just the same as any friend group or like a sports team. And so I've made a lot of friends through this movement, which has been really helpful as well.
What do you want from us? What do you want the older generations
yeah.
to know or to think about or to do?
The biggest thing is to vote. Vote for the people who can't vote. And when you're voting, don't just think about yourself when you're in that voting booth. Think about all of the younger generations whose future this will be affecting. I mean, when people say that they don't do politics, that's coming from such a place of privilege to be able to say that none of these things are affecting them. Because if I said that I didn't do politics, that would be saying that I don't care about 80% of the kids in my school. Politics is everything around us. It's affecting everyone. And I just would like people to realize that it's everyone's job to save our future, you know?
Lydia Hester is a junior at East High School in Madison, Wisconsin. When she's not doing homework or studying for the SAT, she's working on saving the future. What about you?